With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on both presidential frontrunners campaigning for votes in the state of Georgia.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are visiting a battleground state that was so close in 2020. Less than 12,000 votes made the difference and gave President Biden the win. President Biden's visit focuses on the Metro Atlanta area, which made the difference for him in 2020. The strategy is to talk up his achievements in office and criticize Donald Trump.
You can't love your country only when you win.
Trump visits the small city of Rome, where he and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene were picked by voters, both Biden critics.
He's the worst president in the history of our country.
Many analysts say Georgia could go either way in November. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least three people are dead after a National Guard helicopter crashed near the southern border in Texas.
According to officials, the crash happened Friday afternoon while the helicopter was on a support mission near Rio Grande City. A U.S. Border Patrol agent and two soldiers were killed, and at least one more person is in critical condition.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's commitment to a floating dock off the Gaza coast has set the U.S. Army in motion to complete that task.
The Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, said the construction of a floating pier and causeway for humanitarian aid would take 1 to 2 months to complete. The project would involve more than 1,000 American service members to build the pier alongside a U.S. ship moored off the coast of Gaza. Once the humanitarian cargo arrives on the floating dock, it will then be transferred to smaller vessels and brought ashore. No American forces, said the spokesman, would be present in Gaza itself.
That's BBC's Will Vernon reporting, and this is SRN News. The South Carolina Supreme Court is deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program.
Justices on South Carolina's High Court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's Constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A Rasmussen National Survey found that 40% of likely voters believe that Donald Trump is a better friend to Israel than Joe Biden. Only 27% think that President Biden is the stronger supporter. 21% say both men's support for Israel is about the same. During the current conflict, the administration has firmly backed Israel. This is SRN News. The maker of a much-debated drug for Lou Gehrig's disease said it failed to help patients with the fatal disease. The results from Amylyx Pharmaceuticals announced Friday raised the likelihood the drug will be pulled from the U.S. market. Authorities in suburban Detroit are investigating last Monday night's explosive fire at a building filled with vaping industry supplies. On WXYS-TV, Clinton Township Supervisor Bob Cannon said residents should not be doing things like picking up canisters and other fire debris they may find lying around.
There are knives out there that opened up during the explosion that flew through the air. And I saw somebody go pick one up the other day and take it, put it in a bag and take it home. Again, that's dangerous. Please don't do things like that.
Travis County is the latest Central Texas area to declare a disaster ahead of next month's total solar eclipse. More of these stories at srnnews.com.